Three girls and one children.
Open source on RAN radio.
Mr. Boo-Boo, would you consider yourself a revolutionary?
Well, no, but I do believe corporations rob us of our dignity and independence, and that these systems must be ripped down, burnt down, or leveled by any force necessary. But that's just one little bear's opinion.
I'll make you fun size!
Hi there, my name's Tide, and welcome to the first episode of Open Source on Rant Radio. This show is basically your general collection of lunacy and, well, whatnot. What you'll find on this show is basically me talking about various subjects. This show doesn't have me talking a whole lot on various subjects because, well, I don't really have any subjects to talk about. But you'll find me ranting every now and then, all that kind of shit, basic stuff. And another cool thing that you'll like about this show is I've got a radio drama segment. And tonight's radio drama segment is about 16 minutes long. It's called Alpha and Omega, basically the first episode. And I had a whole bunch of people around Rant Radio and some of my close friends record some lines for me and put it all together. So we got that. And what I need from you people in order to make the show a success is I need you to basically send me in some scripts, record lines, all that kind of shit. However, there are a few rules to, the whole line recording thing. Basically, if you want to record lines for me, what I need is get them done in 48 hours or the lines will be passed on to somebody else who is interested, okay? There's no exceptions there at all, okay? Because, I got to get one episode done a week, and it's kind of hard to if people are taking 2, 3, 4 weeks to get lines done. So, moving along. Another thing we got here is for the scripts, okay? I will accept just you sending in a random script. You know, you got this great idea, you want to share it with me, send me in the script. I will email you back after I've read it. And I will, I'll most likely say yes because, I need scripts. But what we have is a challenge, okay? And with this challenge, basically, is I'll give an idea for a script that I think would be a cool idea. And you people out there write it and send it in, And the best one gets done. Even the ones that are not so good maybe get done. It depends. So tonight's challenge would be, basically what I want you to do is I want you to take a fairy tale, okay? Not even a fairy tale, but like a piece of classic literature, like say, Peter Pan or fucking, something by Charles Dickens, Mark Twain, all that kind of stuff. But what I want you to do is I want you to rewrite it in a modern time type thingy, okay? Rewrite it in modern times, but make it more gothic, like dark culture or whatever you want to call it. I want you to totally mess it up and like demonize it, like totally make it so demented that you can barely tell it apart from the real thing. Okay, so once you have that done, hey, send that in to me, man. That'd be awesome. I'd love to see something where like fuck up Captain Hook and fucking Peter Pan. Ooh, be awesome. Anyways, what we're going to do is, hi, Smokehouse. This is just basically the audition show, okay? When the show actually gets aired, it's going to be a little different from what this sounds like, because I'm just yammering on and on. I'm going to have an actual script to work off of. But we're going to have like a little music break before the radio drama segment starts. And we're going to have a radio... not a radio break. Music break after the segment. And then we're going to do a little few things. I'm going to explain who did what to help me out. And we're even going to get some bloopers in for you. Yeah, I've got a few bloopers in. But anyway, So we'll see where it goes from there, and hopefully I get okay to have this show on Rant Radio, and that'd be fucking sweet. Anyways, all right, well, I think that is about it right now, but, so okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go on to the music now, and you guys can check out the show.
This is Janet Wilson for CKFU News Channel 4, reporting live from Arkham, Massachusetts, where the controversial Computer Rights Court proceedings of Miskatonic University versus Professor Charles Ward are about to take place. Fortunately, the Honorable Gordon Levies has allowed media presence in the courtroom, and we will be broadcasting a live audio stream from the proceedings.
All rise. The court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Gordon Levies presiding.
You may be seated. We are convened in Civil Case 72 CI 68, Miskatonic University versus Professor Charles D. Ward, which is called for trial. Mr. Pickman, for the prosecution?
Yes, Your Honor, ready for the prosecution.
And Mr. Derliff, for the defense?
Yes, Your Honor, defense is ready.
Very well, let's get this underway, shall we? Opening statements, Mr. Pickman?
Thank you, Your Honor. 3 months ago, my client suffered a great monetary loss at the hands of Professor Ward's pet project. The Genesis Project, a computer virtual reality experiment headed by Professor Ward and his class, has rung up a bill of over $460,000 within the first 2 months. Upon being ordered to shut down and dismantle the project, Professor Ward refused, citing an absurd claim that his computer is alive. The project has remained running under this pending lawsuit, furthering the cost of the running until this point where the power bill has grown by an additional $1,683,000. Your Honor, my clients want nothing more than to save their educational organization from going bankrupt. And it is because of the defendant and his cohorts that the bill is rising on an hourly basis. Thank you.
Mr. Dallas?
Yes, Your Honor. My client and his so-called cohorts are nothing more than humanitarians. They have developed a computer system so complex, so advanced, that it has gained a trait that we as human beings have grown to take for granted, self-awareness. Not just in the singular aspect, but in the multiple. The Genesis Project was an experiment in creation, from the first inception of life to the pinnacle of intelligence. Ward's creation is not only intelligent, but sentient. Tiny digital life forms have been growing and reproducing bit by bit within a house system, and since the beginning they have looked to Professor Ward and his assistants as their creators.
Pardon me, Mr. Dallas. Are you saying they consider Professor Ward as a god?
In a nutshell, Your Honor.
Doesn't that seem a little pretentious, Mr. Dallas?
Not in the least, Your Honor. Professor Ward and his assistants programmed this world from the start, creating it piece by piece until the system had enough base code to start coding and advancing by itself. Mere minutes pass by for us, while for them, time passes at an exponential rate. Days, months, even years fly by in as little as a weekend for us. Therefore, it is not the least bit pretentious to be considered the creator, if that is in fact what you are.
Very well, Mr. Pickman. Please call your first witness for questioning.
Yes, Your Honor. I call forth Gregory Williams, Professor Ward's lab assistant.
Mr. Williams, please approach the stand.
Do you agree to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
You may be seated.
Mr. Williams, would you please tell the court for how long you've been working with Professor Ward?
Yeah, it'll be my fourth year at the end of the semester.
So you would say that in 4 years you've gotten to know the professor pretty well, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
And would you say, sir, that Professor Ward is an egotistical man?
Your Honor, object. My client's personality is not on trial here.
Your Honor, I am simply trying to allow the court clear vision of the possibility that Professor Ward keeps this project running to do nothing more than feed his ego.
Sustained. Mr. Pickman, please keep your eye on the ball.
Very well. Mr. Williams, are you aware of the costs incurred by the running of this project?
Yes, sir. I am aware that the project incurs a lot of costs, but the amount that we've learned from...
But are you aware that in keeping this project running, Mr. Williams, that it would essentially bankrupt Miskatonic University?
Yes, but...
That will be all, Your Honor.
Your witness, Mr. Dallas?
Mr. Williams, how much of a hand did you have in Project Genesis?
A fairly large one. I was right underneath Professor Ward in the programming of the Genesis engine.
So, you are familiar with the underlying technology?
I know that code like the back of my hand, sir.
And could you summarize for the court what the history of Project Genesis is?
Well, Professor Ward theorized that if you program a certain amount of physics into a virtual reality simulator, you'd have basic aspects such as size, weight, gravity, you know, basic world-building ideas used in gaming engines. But with those aspects, you need objects to follow that code. So we programmed in the digital equivalent of rock, and water, and before long we had produced a geostate, an unliving mass of minerals, rock, gas, water. In the beginning, the project was run from a personal computer that sat in the laboratory, but before long, several students began to play around with the world, adding various elements here and there, you know? We had coded it to the point where a person could quite literally walk around and experience things as though he would in the real world, without the fear of death.
Indeed. Go on, Mr. Williams.
Professor Ward and I, along with some other students, began initial planning stages on Project Genesis by adding a new element with very basic code. It was programmed to copy itself while adhering to the physics of our created world, and upon copying itself, to adapt, to learn to survive in the many different environments on Genesis. Before long, we had gone from simple, single-celled protozoa to higher forms of life, bacteria, and multiple-celled organisms.
Much like the evolution which began on our planet billions of years ago, correct?
Almost exactly, but there were differences. As time progressed, they had gone from microscopic to small animals, like fish. Soon enough, plants started to grow across the surface, and eventually more animals developed. Amphibians, insects, reptiles, mammals, avians. Even some different forms of life that we hadn't expected would grow.
Unexpected life forms?
Yes, well, there was no real way we could describe them, so we called them mimetocenes. They mimicked stationary objects such as trees and plants, but were completely animal. First, they formed as a predator, but as the other animals adapted, they became as much prey as the others. Anyway, after a few hundred millennia, we had a real ecosystem working.
So, the project was a success then. Were there any side effects?
Just the one. As the system grew, it used more and more resources. So there were mass extinctions all throughout Genesis. We were at a level where the amount of resources, RAM, and hard drive space were being added to on a daily basis. People were bringing in their home computers and adding it to the central CPU. The side effect of that was the fact that it drained an excess amount of power.
Therefore, causing the electricity bill to rise continuously.
Yes, sir. But when we discovered the amount of money it was costing, it was too late.
And what do you mean by too late, Mr. Williams?
Well, over the millennia, species arrived that threw the entire ecosystem off balance, and the species had to adapt in order to survive, gaining new abilities as the years waged on. Eventually, one such species gained sentience.
And what do you mean by sentience, Mr. Williams?
Well, they developed small communities at first. We examined them from within the system after we noticed a rash of forest fires threatening the ecosystems on one of the continents. We discovered a race of small mammals that had developed fire and farming techniques. They were advancing at an incredible rate, and with no more resources that we could add to the system, it slowed down, allowing us to examine them at a slower pace. In the beginning, a year would pass by in milliseconds, but now we discovered that a year took over 2 minutes to pass by, and it was getting slower by the day. By the time we received the order to shut down the system, we realized that by doing that, we would in essence be depriving a newly grown species of future.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. I'm done here, Your Honor.
Mr. Pickman, would you care to cross-examine?
No, Your Honor.
Then it's your witness, Mr. Dallas.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to call Professor Ward to the stand, please.
Professor, please approach the stand.
Do you agree to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Sir, would you tell the court exactly what it is you do?
I'm the facilitator of Project Genesis. I spearheaded the project, bringing it from mind to matter.
And is it safe to say you know more about the current state of the project than anyone else?
Of course. Ever since Genesis produced sentient life, I've spent almost every waking hour in the system.
Your Honor, would it be possible to hold off on referring to it as sentient life?
It doesn't matter, Prosecution. Overruled.
Yes, well, so would you explain to the court, please, what had happened with these sentient life forms?
Well, as my assistant stated, we noticed a rash of unnaturally created fires on Genesis. Once we had investigated further, we noted a tribe comprised of smaller animals. Rodents, actually.
Rodents? Like rats?
A yes and no. These rodents stood upright, but were fairly small. They had several rat-like features, but you couldn't make an accurate comparison between the two. As time progressed, they made several more advances. This discovery of mathematics, language, reading, and writing. Eventually, they had reached the Bronze Age.
Bronze Age. So the life forms were able to shape metals.
Yes, another week of real time had passed, and they were up to the Iron Age. What's interesting about it is that as they began to grow more advanced, the system began to slow down. Their advances became slower, until recently when the time scale from inside to outside is roughly a week for every hour.
So they're moving at a much slower rate now?
Oh yes, it's been slowing down considerably for the past 3 weeks.
And now, Professor Ward, could you please inform the court just how advanced they are?
Well, their technology style is considerably different than ours, but if I was to compare, I'd say that they're about at our current technology level.
Our current technology level?
Yes, Your Honor. So you see, we can't shut down the project. It'd be genocide.
Your Honor, this is absurd. They're nothing but a few lines of computer code, not real flesh and blood like us. They're digitized. There's no way they're alive.
Wait your turn, Mr. Pickman.
They're as alive as you or I, Your Honor. They've got every aspect of our society and theirs. Art, crime, religion, science, government. They've got especially interesting music. They have an entire religion based on the hamster dance.
The hamster dance?
One of the assistants piped it into the global audio system for an April Fool's prank. As they heard it, it came from the sky in a large booming voice sometime during their version of the Dark Ages. Needless to say, there's now a religion of party-going, happy-go-lucky dancers.
I don't even want to know. Mr. Daleth, is that it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Prosecution?
Thank you, Your Honor. Professor Ward, what possessed you to start up Project Genesis?
Well, what do you mean by that? Nothing really possessed me to start it. It just sort of fell together.
Did it? Isn't it true, Professor, that when you started Project Genesis, you knew full well of the incredible cost it would rack up, and that it was always your plan to stick the bill on Miskatonic University?
Well, quite simply, sir, no, it was never my intention to stick it to the university. The costs that were inferred upon them took me by surprise just as much as it did them.
But surely you agree that it seems somewhat suspicious that just before the project started, you took a minor pay cut?
Yes, well, I realize how that looks, sir, but once again, it was never my intention to...
I submit, Professor, that you simply started Project Genesis in order to get back at the university through monetary means. You knew, sir, that by starting the project, you would be incurring immense costs upon your employers. It was your revenge, Professor Ward.
No, it wasn't. I never...
Thank you, Professor. That will be all, Your Honor.
Very well. We'll take a 5-minute recess, and I'll come back with my judgment.
This is Janet Wilson for CKFU News Channel 4, reporting live from outside the Arkham Courthouse, where we've just received a serious in-depth look at Project Genesis. From a look at our online polls, the majority of our registered viewers seems to think the project should, in fact, be shut down. I'll read out some comments that have been posted on our forums. A viewer from Boston writes, "I believe that Professor Ward is trying to play God, and it is nobody's right to do so, but God himself. The project should definitely be shut down, and then Professor Ward should be tried for crimes against God." Another viewer from Vancouver, Canada writes, "What the expletive deleted? The guy just developed actual artificial intelligence. He should be getting a Nobel Prize, not an expletive deleted trial based on why he should lose his job. Grow a brain for expletive deleted sake." I'm getting confirmation that Judge Levies is now returning to the bench. We now return you live to the verdict.
I've carefully examined the testimonies for the prosecution and the defense, and I've reached a decision. I hereby order Miskatonic University and Professor Ward to work together in order to find a new home for Project Genesis. But until a new home is readily available, the project will be shut down and dismantled, as per Miskatonic's wishes.
Your Honor, we can't!
Order! Do not speak until I am finished. Professor Ward, I hereby order the project to be shut down until such a time that Genesis can be restarted with a corporate sponsor. I'm making a compromise, Professor Ward.
But you can't do that, Your Honor. The program will be wiped out. We'll lose the entire civilization. It'd be genocide.
I refuse to acknowledge the virtual people as living beings, Professor. The very idea is absurd. This is not Star Trek. It's real life.
But, sir!
That is my final decision, Professor. Dismissed.
And there you have it. Project Genesis, denied. Professor Ward has been ordered to shut down and dismantle the project. Miskatonic University can finally heave a sigh of relief because... Wait, this just in. We're receiving word of an atmospheric disturbance occurring in the Middle East. I'm not quite sure.
Hey everyone, got here. Sorry, don't have enough cash to keep you running. It's been real. I'll be shutting down the system now. 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 Shutting down the system now.
Okay, well, that was the show. I am very interested in hearing what you guys thought. So if you can email me at tideripper, that's T-Y-D-R-I-P-P-E-R, at shaw.ca, I would love to hear what you think. You know, it'd be awesome. The cast for the show was Mr. Derleth was played by Turnspike. The judge was played by Dark Ion. The news reporter was played by Jazz. The court bailiff was played by Jibcat. Mick J played Mr. Pickman, the prosecutor. I played the lab assistant. Sumerian did the professor, and Sean Kennedy as God. And I did all the mixing, and I know the sound effects really sucked, but, you know, I'm still in the process of putting things together in that respect. So, I'm going to have some bloopers here for you in a minute, and then we're out. Thanks for checking out the show, and hope to catch you next time. See ya.
I hereby order the project to be shut down until such a time that Genesis can be restarted with a corporate sponsor. I'm making a compromise, Professor Ward. Damn it! I know.
Professor Ward and I, along with some other students, began initial planning stages on Genesis by adding a new... Yes. Professor Ward and I, along with some other students, began... Oh my god, I can't believe this. Fuck!